Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is The Burt Show.
She is slipping her daughter some cash, her adult daughter some cash, and her husband's got no idea. And now she's worried the daughter might accidentally out her. So is she wrong for going behind her husband's back? Is she wrong for even giving her adult daughter the money to begin with? Like, Abby, if you needed some money, or if you didn't even need some money, could you see your parents, like, hooking you up with a little cash, or one of your parents hooking you up with a little cash, even as an adult?
I think it kind of depends on the situation. Like, if I was like, oh, I want a new pair of sneakers, you're not going to Venmo me like $100. No. But if I was really like, if I had some damage to my car, they would set up a plan for me to pay them back.
I think I'm a little old school here in this area. And it does depend on the situation for sure. But is the child capable of getting the money themselves? Is there a reason why they can't financially support themselves right now? Because I do think that, as a general rule, I am speaking and really watching my words carefully. As a general rule, I think that nowadays parents want to they feel like taking care of their kids is the best action. Whereas I also feel there it's equally important to make your kids, even if they're adult kids, figure crap out for themselves and work through those times to build grit and to get through those stressful times. And you just can't be there for your kid. I think the best way to be there for your kid in the long run sometimes is to not be there for them in the short term.
I think it depends on your relationship with your kid too. Like, I can tell you right now, well into my career, 37 years old, if I called up my mom and dad, said, can I borrow some money? If they had, like, if they, I don't know what their finances are, I assume they're fine, but they would hands down loan me the cash. There would be questions. Why do you need it? What happened? Are you okay? What's going on? But if I was like, man, just things went south, things are bad, I need some cash, can you infuse me for a while? They would do it.
But I would also look at, like you said, it's individual. It's case by case, child by child. You have like three jobs, right? You're doing this. You're working for the podcast company, Pioneer also. You've got two kids. Your parents know you're not just like not doing anything to support yourself.
Mm-hmm. You're the furthest thing from a slacker.
Right. And they also know that you would only come to them if it was your last resort. What I feel like, what I see now, is kids going to their parents as their first resort without trying to figure it out themselves. And parents lifting them up and doing all the work for them.
That blows my mind, because you're right. I would only go to my parents as my last resort, and the shame I would feel. I would figure out every single way to get that cash before I even ever ask them or approach them. If I'm asking them for money, like, stuff's about to go down and I'm about to lose my house or something.
Oh, I had no issue going to my dad. In my early 20s, I racked up some significant credit card debt, and it just happened. So, I was in a very fortunate position that I had the Bank of Dad. So I went to the Bank of Dad, and great interest rates, zero. And I paid every single penny back. Like, sure. That was the plan. So yeah, he gave me the money. So I paid off my credit card, and then it took me a couple of years, but every single month I would send him a check, and then I paid it off.
I will use myself and my son as an example, who is in college right now. I pay for his tuition. I pay for his books. He gets two meals a day that I pay for also. But I don't give him any spending cash. He's got plenty of time in the middle of the day after his studies that if he wants to get a job and he wants to work and he wants other things, he can do that. my knee-jerk reaction is to help him out and make it as easy as possible, but I have really backed away from that. And if dude wants extra things, he's got to earn extra things.
All right, so here's the email. Hello, Burt Show. I'm a stay-at-home mom and found your show on Facebook years ago. I'm now addicted to your podcast. You make waiting in the carpool line way more bearable. While I have two kids in elementary school, I also have an older child from a previous relationship who just graduated college. She graduated magna cum laude and is it laude or laude?
Laude.
Laude. Thank you. Obviously, I did not graduate
or
with that.
Or laude. I don't know. Now I don't know.
Laude.
Let me look it up. I'll get back.
I think it's Hakuna Matata.
She graduated Hakuna Matata.
Yep.
And I honestly couldn't be more proud of her. She found her passion early on, and that's being a teacher. She was able to land a job right out of college as a middle school social studies teacher. Again, I'm so proud of her. We all know how underappreciated and underpaid teachers are. I don't want her struggling her first year. Teachers need so many essentials in their first year that they end up paying for out of pocket. So I secretly paid her rent this month. I also plan on paying her rent next month. My husband has no idea. I'm the one in our household that pays all the bills and moves money around to our high-yield savings account and CDs. She's visiting this weekend, and I'm worried she's going to thank us for helping her out. Of course, her stepdad will be shocked because he has no idea I've done this. I don't want to tell him because I did this behind his back. The reason I did it behind his back is because he's a frugal, tough love kind of man. I knew he wouldn't do it, thinking her doing it on her own would be more beneficial than us helping her. And I don't want to tell her not to say anything because I don't want her to feel bad or awkward for taking the money. Help. I'm just a mom trying to help her daughter get a leg up.
So this feels very familiar. Because that's what I did with my son Hayden when he was in school also. First year I paid for extra stuff also. Okay, now he's got it down. He understands what college is all about. Second year, my man. Okay, when you want extra cash, you're on your own. So in this case, I think I would probably do the same thing.
Yeah.
Teacher, very first year. Probably might not have even realized that she needed to spend her own money on supplies also. So I think that first year I would help out. But at that point, she's got to fly.
I think I would do the same thing. This situation does kind of remind me of my household because even to this day, I think my parents would help me if I really needed it, mm-hmm. not just to get something. But I know my mom would just help, whereas my dad would have like 473 questions, a payment plan. It would be a whole different thing. So I would help if I'm in this situation, but I would try to find a way to help to where I don't have to keep it from dad.
Yeah, I don't want to punish a parent for going from like the goodness of their heart wanting to help out their kid. And it's not like it was some kind of frivolous like, oh, honey, here's a check. Like, go spend some money on whatever you want. It was genuinely coming from a good place of like, you know what? Rent's on me this month, even though it wasn't like she didn't come forthcoming and said it was me. But I still think it was a sweet thing.
But what did she do?
I wonder if this is even more layered because this is a stepdad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. And she's a stay-at-home mom.
I would follow your heart here. I'd help her out the first year, but I wouldn't hide it from him. I'd get through that tension.
So you just got to tell him.
Yep. I think you just got to tell him, yeah. And then do your thing for a year. And then I think you got to make a deal with your daughter going, okay, so I'm helping you out now, but how are we going to evolve on from this? Because I can't do it your whole life. It's a Burt Show.
This is The Burt Show.